Message number 710. They will say that he was guilty of a crime of which he is totally innocent. Tuesday, February 19, 2013 at 02:30 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, please inform my disciples that my reign is near. They must not fret, because although the crown of thorns has descended on my vicar appointed by me, Jesus Christ, to rule over my holy Catholic and Apostolic Church has been viciously ousted, I now come at last to bring you peace. The next year will be very cruel and very distressing for you, my beloved disciples and my last true Pope. He who was maliciously and deliberately plotted against has been treated just as I, Jesus Christ, was beaten and scourged. They will now try to kill him just as they killed me. They will say that he was guilty of a crime of which he is totally innocent. I, your beloved Savior, will save you all from the wickedness which will be perceived by many to have come from me by the hand of my command. I instruct my churches before, but only through the power of the Holy Spirit. The keys of Rome are under the command of my beloved Father. I, Jesus Christ, am ready to descend again at my second coming, and I wish to make it known that you, my disciples, will suffer just as my own disciples did during my time on earth. You, my beloved, are with me locked within my sacred heart so that you can unite with me in sorrow. I cry tears for my innocent beloved last Pope on earth, Benedict XVI, chosen by me to lead my church during the last days. It will take tremendous courage for those willing victims who will continue to declare my holy word, as they will be full of terrible doubts. They know within their hearts that I am speaking to them now, and yet they will be assailed with doubts which will be caused by those who will refuse to accept my messages to humanity and who are yet devoted to me also. I now bequeath this special short crusade prayer. It is a miracle prayer to enable all those who recite it to feel my presence in their souls. It will also help them to see the truth which I promised them and which will always be given to them during the end times. Crusade of Prayer, 101, Miracle Prayer to Feel the Presence of Jesus. O dear Almighty Father, Creator of all that is and will be, help all of us who can recognize the presence of your beloved Son in the Church today to become very strong. Help me to overcome my fear, my loneliness, and the rejection I suffer from my loved ones as I follow your Son Jesus Christ, my Savior. Please protect my loved ones from falling into the trap of believing in lies which have been devised by Satan to destroy, divide, and cause havoc amongst all God's children. Please help all those who follow the abomination in your church to be saved from the eternal fires of hell. Amen. My beloved followers, you know me by now. What you will see now within the shell that was once my church on earth will make you nauseous. You will cry and cry until you feel nothing. And then when you call to me and say, Jesus, save me from the lies of Satan so that I can discern the truth of your remnant church, I will reassure you with this. I will fill you with the Holy Spirit. I will fill you with the tears of sorrow, and then I will replace these tears with my strength. Then you won't care, for I will take over and guide you every step of the way. You will be inspired when you are being jeered at. You will be full of my spirit of love when they laugh at you for believing in my holy doctrine. Then you will lose all fear, and this will be replaced with such a powerful feeling of my love for you that only then will you feel total relief and peace. Your Jesus.